Global English, one language for all. English is the language of the world, a truly global language with many faces. Can you speak English? Ask one in four people in the world today, and the chances are the answer will be yes. English is spoken as a first language, or mother tongue, by around 360 million speakers in the world, and as a second language by another 375 million. A further 750 million people in the world speak English as a foreign language. It is thought that over 1 billion people worldwide are currently learning English. But why has English become the language of the world, even though Chinese, or Mandarin to be precise, is actually spoken by even more people? The British Empire has a lot to answer for. From the 16th century, the British colonialists spread English around the world wherever they settled. At its height, the British Empire covered no less than one quarter of the Earth's surface. When the British colonised North America, an American kind of English was born. Some English words and the way they were spoken froze when they reached America. Funnily enough, in some ways, American English is an older version of English than modern British English is. Some words that are now considered to be American English were originally British English, for example, fall for autumn. Many other varieties of English, such as Australian English, New Zealand English, Canadian English, South African English, Indian English and Caribbean English, have also developed over the centuries. These Englishes have their own special words, accents, pronunciation and patterns, which reflect the history, culture and background of the people who speak them. Today, the world has become smaller thanks to the media, especially the internet, and low-cost intercontinental flights. English is the language people choose to communicate across all frontiers. When we turn on the news to find out what's happening in Asia or Europe, Africa or South America, local people are speaking about events in English. It is the official language of the European Central Bank, even though the bank is in Frankfurt. Worldwide, English is now the language of science, aviation, computing, diplomacy and tourism. Modern languages don't stand still. They are always changing. The English language is no exception. At the moment, for example, it is greatly influenced by the new media, with the introduction of internationally used abbreviations like LOL for lots of love or laughing out loud, or BTW, by the way. Words from other languages are finding their way into English. Nang, for example, is a word familiar to hundreds of thousands of speakers aged 12 to 25 across the UK. It is used to mean great or wonderful, and comes either from a Thai name or from the Hindi and Bengali word for naked. American English probably has more influence on the English language today than British English. It dominates cinema, television, popular music, trade and technology. In addition, in the world today, you'll also find new Englishes like Hinglish, a Hindi-Asian English mix, Chinglish, a Chinese version of English, Jinglish, Japanese English, or Singlish, English spoken in Singapore. English is, without doubt, a truly global language.